The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Sports Illustrated for Kids. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the November issue of Scout Life. As we look at the front cover, which reads right in the middle, "Ready to Rock. Rise to New Heights and Outdoor Climbing Adventures." As a young boy, looks like he's taking advantage of that adventure. Explore the Super Fun Toy Guide. These jackets repel the rain. Plus comics, jokes, and much, much more. Let's see what we're actually in for this month. As we look at our topics. Well, if we have our departments, which are Area on the Prairie, page 2, Heads Up, page 3, Ask the Gear Guy, page 7. On page 8, there's Scout Life Headliners. Page 40, Fitness First. Religious Emblems on page 40. What's Up on scoutlife.org, page 41. Page 42, Reader Favorites. And page 43, Think and Grin. Comics this month. Mazes and More, page 24. Page 28, Lion Pride. Page 29, Tiger's Adventures. Page 30, Wolfgang. The Bear Bunch on page 30. We'll Be Loyal Scouts, page 31. Also on page 31, Arrowheads. Page 32, Dink, Duff, and Desi. Pee Wee Harris on page 33. Wacky Adventures, page 34. Page 36, Scouts in Action. And page 37, more Scouts in Action. And we look at our features on page 10, Reaching the Pinnacles. These scouts found a new adventure climbing outdoors. Page 14, Toying Around. Making a list? Check out some of the latest and greatest in toys. Scouting Around? Start a collection. Rocks, action figures, buttons, cereal boxes, baseball cards. You can collect practically anything. And page 22, Merit Badge Minute. Camping, plumbing, salesmanship. Page 18, Gear Guy. Let it rain. Stay dry with this key piece of gear. And finally on page 38, Games. Here are some of the season's hottest games. Looks like basketball. Page 2, Airy on the Prairie. I enjoy reading about community service projects in Scout Life. It helps me think of new ways I can help my community and earn service hours. I recently completed my citizenship in the community merit badge. I volunteered at the Regional Food Bank of Oklahoma. They provide backpacks full of food to students and have a summer program that provides free meals for kids. They also have food pantries and prepared meals for older citizens. I helped tape up boxes, delivered food to assembly lines, and opened food that was packaged in plastic wrap so people could easily repack the food. I would recommend any scouts who need service hours to contact their local food bank today. That's from Samuel B. in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Great tip, Samuel! And thanks for serving your community. That's what I love about our readers and scouts. You always lend a helping wing or hand or whatever you have to people in need. Pollution in our oceans is a big issue. It causes lots of problems to marine life, and those problems can affect humans as well. As scouts, it is our duty to follow the leave no trace principles and leave the environment better than we found it. If you were to write a segment on how to help reduce water pollution, ranging from helping clean up beaches to simply recycling property, it could motivate scouts to do their part in making the earth a cleaner place. That's from Ambor P. Rutherford and Ambor P. from Rutherford, New Jersey.
This is such a good idea, Ambor,
and an important one.
Have you heard about scouting for clean waterways, which will officially kick off next April? Visit
go.scoutlife.org/cleanwater. Or check out our September issue to learn how to take part in this nationwide scouting effort to reduce use of plastics, properly dispose of and recycle trash, and clean up waterways in local communities. One of the sections in Scout Life is called Scouts in Action and tells stories of scouts who either saved people or performed heroic actions. But how do you guys choose people for that? That from Lewis W. in Orem, Utah.
Good thing I know the editor of that section, Lewis. Here's what Mr. Aaron Durst said when I showed him your question.
Each Scouts in Action subject has earned the Scouting America Life-Saving Award, given to youth who have risked their own safety to help someone else. It's very difficult to choose which ones to feature in the magazine. They're all so deserving, and we don't have room for them all. We just have to do our best.
Want a little more info on how the whole process works? Head to go.scoutlife.org/scoutsinaction.
Thank you for creating a fun and informative magazine for scouts. I always enjoy reading about the stories and games and hearing how others are making this world around us a better place. Thanks for making a great magazine I will continue to read. That from Ross C. in Weatherford, Texas.
Ross, you made our whole team smile with your kind words. Except me. But that's only because I can't smile on account of my beak. My mom calls it regal. Anyway, we love making this magazine, and as long as we have awesome readers like you, we'll keep it up. On that note, I gotta fly. I have some very important work to do. Retesting some of the already tested and loved toys in our holiday gift guide on page 14. It's a tough job, but some eagle has to do it. See you next time.
Family Volunteer Day is November 20th. It's a time when families work together to support the communities or neighborhoods. Scouts can work on their Family Life Merit Badge. Cub Scouts can focus on their citizenship adventure. Heads up! This month, November calendar, Daylight Saving Time ends November 3rd. Roll back the clocks 1 hour. November 6th is National Nacho Day. Yummy. November 11th is Veterans Day. Honor those who have served our country. November 28th is Thanksgiving Day. On this date, November 2nd, 2000, astronauts inhabit the International Space Station for the first time. November 19th, 1863, Abraham Lincoln delivers the Gettysburg Address. See page 6 to learn more about the famous speech. November 18th, 1928, Mickey Mouse's birthday. The beloved Disney character makes his debut in the animated short film Steamboat Willie. Celebrate National STEM Day on November 8th. Dive into the world of cutting-edge technology and hands-on skills with these exciting merit badges sponsored by BuildSubmarines.com. Electricity, engineering, robotics, and welding. BuildSubmarines.com is all about maritime manufacturing, creating everything from the tiniest parts to the most advanced ships. See it. Prompted by a call from her ancestors, Moana sets out into the uncharted waters of oceans, facing risky challenges and new mysteries. Moana 2 sails into theaters November 27th, not rated at press time. Page 5, Food. Fast facts. Heads up. These harvested foods are not only delicious, but also nutritious. They provide essential vitamins and minerals good for your health. They're also trendy during the fall season and Thanksgiving. Apples come in many varieties. They're used in both sweet and savory dishes. Pumpkins are a type of squash native to North America. They are rich in vitamins A and C. Roast their seed for a nutritious snack. Sweet potatoes are rich in vitamins A and C. They can be roasted or mashed or used in soups and stews. They aren't related to regular potatoes, but are root vegetables. Apple cider is a popular fall beverage made from pressed apples. It can be served hot or cold and is often spiced with cinnamon or other flavors. Cranberries are grown in wetlands and are native to North America. They are known for their tart flavor and are used in sauces, juices, and baked goods. Cranberry sauce is a traditional condiment or side dish served mainly during Thanksgiving. Squash comes in various shapes and sizes, including butternut, acorn, and spaghetti squash. You can bake, roast, or use them in soups and casseroles. And finally, chestnuts are starchy and sweet. They're often roasted and eaten during fall and winter. Actually, there's one more. Brussels sprouts are small cabbage-like vegetables that grow on stalks. They are rich in vitamins K and C. They're mostly roasted, sautéed, or steamed. Heads up history. Gettysburg Address. On November 19, 1863, during the height of the Civil War, President Abraham Lincoln delivered a short speech to a crowd of more than 15,000. The speech focused on the importance of human equality. It was given at the dedication of the Soldiers' National Cemetery in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, just 4 months after the vicious Battle of Gettysburg, which took place at the same location. Historians say the speech's length is an important part of its significance. It lasted only 2 minutes and was fewer than 300 words. Photo frenzy. This is the only known photo of President Lincoln delivering the speech. Visit go.scoutlife.org/Gettysburg photo to learn more about this photo. Four score? What does the famous opening phrase 4 score and 7 years ago actually mean? A score is 20, making 4 score equal 80. So the phrase 4 score and 7 years means 87 years ago, referring to the founding of America in 1776. Read this. Explore the impactful speeches of United States presidents from 1776 to now. Speaking of America provides historical insights showing how presidents have helped shape the nation with their words. Read the full text of the Gettysburg Address at go.scoutlive.org/Gettysburg. Ask the Gear Guy. Continuing with Heads Up. What should I bring on a cold campout? That's from Mark in Knoxville, Tennessee. Answer. Think layers in addition to your outdoor essentials, toiletries, and sleeping gear. Pack clothing that you can easily add or remove. This helps you maintain ideal comfort, especially if the temperature or conditions change. These layers should address the 3 W's, warmth, wicking, and weather. Your outermost layer protects you from the elements. Look for clothing labeled windproof and waterproof. Your warmth layer should be made of fleece, wool, down, or synthetic insulation. These materials are designed to keep you warmer than others, like cotton. Your wicking layer is worn closest to your skin, and it's supposed to wick away moisture, keeping you dry. Don't forget a hat. You can lose 10% or more of your body heat through your head. I suggest wool or synthetics, like Cole's Uniform Knit Cuff Beanie, which is made with Pollyanna fiber, a very soft synthetic material that is recyclable. Wear insulated gloves and footwear, too. Some options I've tried are Gordini Foundation Gloves, which use a combination of polyester and goose down, and the Exept Camp Booty, a pair of warm shoes made with recycled polyester. Stuff we like. Nemo Endless Promise Sleeping Bag. You can find this at go.scoutlife.org/promise. Sustainability means not wasting our resources. Nemo Equipment is trying to further that mission with its Endless Promise products, including the Forte Synthetic Sleeping Bag, which is 100% recyclable. Nemo took its top-selling three-season sleeping bag and redesigned it so every part could be recycled. It still keeps you warm with 35 to 20 degree rated versions, each with adjustable zippered vents that can help you find the right temperature. The bag shape also provides more room in the shoulder and knee areas, making it more comfortable to sleep on your side. Send your used sleeping bag to Nemo to be resold or recycled, and the company will offer you a gift card as thanks. Question: what are good options for waterproof hiking boots? That from Sarah Lynn in Sleepy Hollow, New York. Answer: well, waterproof boots do a great job at repelling outside moisture. An ideal time to pack them are on a rainy or snowy adventures. However, if you sweat a lot, they can trap inside moisture too, which can lead to damp, stinky socks. So, pair your boots with wool synthetic socks, which are designed to wick moisture away from your feet. Some good boot options I've tested out recently are the Teva Grandview Gore-Tex hiking boots and the Muck Outskate Max boot. The Grandview combines waterproof leather, quick-dry mesh, and Gore-Tex. Gore-Tex is a waterproof yet breathable material. It's often used in gloves, boots, and rain jackets. The Grandview feels very comfortable thanks to its adjustable heel lock system, which relieves pressure off your toes when hiking downhill. The Outscape uses rubber and flexible neoprene to repel the elements. It also has a large collar opening, making it easy to slip the boots on and off. Sports Scout Life Headliners. Scouts and others with big stories. Rowing their boat. Life Scouts win at Nationals. Isabel Brenner and Masato Mimi Early, ages Isabel 16, Mimi 15, hometown San Diego, California. Scout rank, Isabel Life Scout, Troop 2000, Carlsbad, California. Mimi Loud Scout, Troop 24, San Diego. Now, they made headlines for winning the bronze medal at the 2024 Scholastic Rowing Association of America National Championship Regatta. The scoop: Isabel and Mimi, along with their teammates Julia Lopez and Annika Nyes, made up the freshman girls' 4x4 crew team that placed third. The girls attend Cathedral Catholic High School in San Diego. Nice picture of both of them and a picture of their team. Student of the Year, Scout commended by state: Bhavik Reddy Kundala, age 11, hometown Shreveport, Louisiana. Scout rank: Troop 10, Shreveport. Mavic made headlines as the 2024 Louisiana Elementary School Student of the Year. The scoop: Mavic was commended by the Louisiana State Legislature for this achievement. He attends Eden Gardens Fundamental Elementary Magnet and excels in academics and sports. He serves as his school's safety patrol and as a news anchor, writer, and producer of school news broadcasts. Bhavik also volunteers at the Hindu Cultural Center, where he tutors and works with a food bank. Good job, Bhavik. More Scout Life headliners: Eli Giltman and Tanish Minapati. Ages: Eli is 11, Tanish is 15. Hometown: El Chappaqua, New York. Tanish: Newcastle, New York. Scout rank: second class scout, troops 2006 and 2, and Chappaqua. They both made headlines as members of the team that won the 2024 New York State Science Olympia Championship in Division B. Tanish captained the team, which medaled in 22 of 23 events, including 6 gold medals in a wide variety of science topics. Tanish and Eli also won the wheeled vehicle event, and Eli the optics event at state. Austin Langus, age 16, hometown, Edgewater, Maryland. Scout rank, Star Scout, Troop 454, Davidson, Maryland. Austin made headlines for setting three different Maryland state records in powerlifting for the 52K 114-pound Teen 1 division. Austin's records including squats 117.5 kg, bench press 77.5 kg, and deadlift 150 kg for a total of 345 kg. Good job, Austin. Samuel Kripe, Thomas Kripe, Anthony Herndon, Conrad Sims, and Drew Sims. Ages, Samuel is 18, Thomas 14, Anthony 14, and Comrade 14 and Drew 17. Hometown, Samuel and Thomas, Fort Mill, South Carolina. Anthony, Conrad and Drew, Indian Land, South Carolina. Scout rank, Samuel, Eagle Scout. Thomas, Star Scout, Troop 130, Fort Mill. Anthony, Scout Troop 275, Indian Land. Conrad, Second Class Scout. Drew, Life Scout, Troop 120, Marvin, North Carolina. They all made headline by placing first at the 2024, 2023, and 2022 South Carolina State National History Day competitions. This year, Sam won the Senior Individual Documentary category with a film about the Battle of Saratoga. And Drew, along with his sister, Ashlyn, won the Senior Group Documentary for their film on the creation of the Transportation Security Administration. Thomas, Anthony, Conrad, and their partner, Josh Baird, won for their junior group documentary on the Battle of Kings Mountain. Good job, all of you. Reaching the Pinnacles. These scouts found a new adventure climbing outdoors. Starting up at a giant rock wall, the scouts of Troop 175 and 4175 pondered how they might make it to the top. This would be different from their regular outings to indoor climbing gyms. But the more they studied the textured volcanic breccia rock, the more places they spotted to grab and step. In outdoor climbing, there are a lot more little ledges for your fingers and feet, says Adam Wu, 15, a Star Scout. It's a lot easier to grip. With indoor climbing, there are a lot more bigger holes. All the holes here were a lot smaller, but even though they looked small, they worked a lot better than they looked. After clipping into the top ropes, the scouts were soon scaling the massive natural wall, one of the many places to climb at Pinnacles National Park in Central California. Give it a try. Every year, Troops 175 and 4175 of Foster City, California, visited Indoor Climbing Gym. These businesses set up artificial rock walls with bolted-in handholds, creating a safe, accessible environment to enter the sport of climbing. It's a fun way to spend the day, but after doing it for years, the scouts wanted a bigger challenge. With indoor climbing, there's already top ropes and everything. It's a lot easier, Adam says. They have a lot of people that are certified in the gym. With outdoor climbing, you have to set it up all the safety. When you're planning your own climbing adventure, you can't just grab some climbing gear and go. You must have qualified adult instructors who have completed an in-depth climbing training. Finding certified instructors proved to be the toughest part of the troop's first outdoor climbing campout. But if you can't do an activity properly and safely, you shouldn't do it at all. That's all part of being prepared. After the troops got instructors lined up, they still weren't ready. The scouts had some skills to learn, too. We went over to knots, climbing specific knots, says Tyler Lowe, 15, a Star Scout. We did some games. We had a relay race to see who would put on the equipment the fastest. The climbing equipment includes helmets, shoes, and harnesses, and it's important to know how they fit correctly. The troops studied how to wear and use the equipment over a few meetings before the trip. Rock on. Pinnacles National Park features huge rock formations, remnants of extinct volcanoes that were split by the San Andreas Fault and moved by tectonic plates over millions of years. Today, climbers enjoy conquering these rocks and exploring the caves within the park. The troop trip last fall included a full day of climbing and checking out a cave. The adults set up two different climbing paths, one harder than the other. I was worried I might not enjoy this experience, but since there were different difficulties, we had certified adults to help us. I was able to do all the levels, says Sharina Mahanda, 15, a first-class scout. The sense of accomplishment to do all those things was definitely rewarding. The scouts cheered each other as they scrambled up each path. If a climber couldn't figure out how to advance, the fellow scouts shouted out suggestions. There was a lot of collaboration, Tyler says, watching other people do it before you helped. Taste for adventure. After climbing, a group of scouts grabbed their lunches and had a picnic at a cave entrance. Inside, they explored the caves and developed trails, climbed staircases, and looked for bats. It added to an already adventurous campout. Now let's go to some think and grin to end our session for today. Zachary, what do you call cheese that isn't yours? Victoria, no idea. Zachary, nacho cheese. That's from Zachary H. in Forest Lake, Minnesota. Micah, what award does a bike without a bell get? Aaron, I'm not sure. Micah, the Nobel Prize. That's from Micah R. in Port Townsend, Washington. Holly, Jackson, will you remember me in 10 seconds? Ada, yes. Jackson, will you remember me in 10 minutes? Ada, yes. Jackson, will you remember me in 10 days? Ada, yes. Jackson, knock, knock. Ada, who's there? Jackson, I thought you said you'd remember me. We've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Sports Illustrated for Kids is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.